Your voice is needed. In the next few weeks, the Saanich Mayor and Council will be voting on a bylaw to ban the cosmetic or non-essential use of pesticides on public and private land. In addition, municipalities throughout the Capital Regional District are at various stages of consideration as well. Furthermore, the province of British Columbia is also considering province-wide restrictions on the sale and use of non-essential pesticides. In order to work towards communities free of non-essential pesticide use, we encourage you to take action, spread the word, and stay informed. The non-essential use of pesticides, also known as the cosmetic use of pesticides, are pesticides used for the purpose of enhancing the appearance of lawns, gardens, trees, shrubs, and various recreational facilities such as parks. Pesticide is an umbrella term. It refers to all sides, including herbicides, insecticides, and fungicides. There are numerous potential harmful effects of pesticide use. Pesticides damage our land, water, and air. They are linked to various diseases, including adult and childhood cancers. Infants and children are particularly vulnerable to the effects of pesticides due to their undeveloped immune systems, more permeable skin, and basic behaviors such as crawling on the grass and putting objects in their mouths. Is beautifying our lawns and gardens worth the risk, especially when viable alternatives to using pesticides exist? Over 150 municipalities in Canada and 24 right here in BC have passed bylaws banning the non-essential use of pesticides. Ontario and Quebec have passed province-wide restrictions on the use and sale of non-essential pesticides. Furthermore, the BC government has recently announced that they will conduct public consultations on restricting pesticides. There is strong public support for pesticide legislation. According to a 2007 Ipsos Reid poll, 76% of residents in the Capital Regional District would support a ban on non-essential pesticide use. Another Ipsos Reid poll conducted in 2008 revealed that 77% of British Columbians support legislation that would ban the use and sale of non-essential pesticides. 85% would try using alternatives to pesticides, and approximately 3/4 believe that pesticides have a negative impact on their health, and similar numbers are concerned about environmental impacts. It is important to note that research has shown that lawn care companies and garden stores where bylaws have been passed have not experienced a loss in business. Viable alternatives to pesticides are readily available to the average homeowner, and landscaping companies and businesses are already shifting to non-toxic alternatives. Furthermore, big stores like Rona and Home Depot have already phased out the sale of non-essential pesticides. It is also important to note that education on the potential dangers of pesticides, as well as education on alternatives to pesticides, is not enough. Research conducted by the Center for Pollution Prevention revealed that the best approach to pesticide reduction is a bylaw complemented by a strong education campaign. The time to act is now. Concerned organizations and Saanich residents, please write and or call your mayor and council and encourage them to pass a bylaw banning the non-essential use of pesticides. You can find their contact information by going to www.saanich.ca. Please take the time to thank Saanich Council for their leadership thus far in pesticide reduction. Saanich has significantly reduced the use of pesticides on municipal land already. We encourage you to ask that the bylaw have no exemptions except when threats to human health or sensitive ecosystems are present and no viable alternatives exist. Spread the word. We encourage you to spread the word about the need for legislation banning the non-essential use of pesticides. Tell people how they can get involved by sending emails and or calling their local and provincial politicians. Use as many communication mediums as possible. Some of these may include email, Facebook, Twitter, and blogs. The more people that are aware of this issue, the more people contacting their politicians, the greater chance we have to protect our children, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, and our natural environment. We also encourage you to stay informed. You can stay informed of upcoming calls to action regarding other municipalities in the Capital Regional District and province-wide by visiting our website at www.pesticidefreecrd.org. You can also join our Facebook page from your own Facebook by searching Pesticide Free CRD. You can also join our Twitter page by visiting twitter.com/pesticidefree. Everyone should take a stand. Thank you for taking the time to listen.